Steve Gruber Show, American Values with Midwestern Common Sense.
Welcome back to it on a Wednesday. It depends on where you look, but there is indication now that Donald Trump, with his outreach in places like Detroit and Cleveland and Miami, is getting the attention of potential black voters and Hispanic voters. In fact, some indications from polls show that Donald Trump has gotten 20% of African-American votes in some places, better than 30% of some Hispanic precincts. And if you saw what happened in Miami yesterday, it was a love fest with Hispanic supporters of Donald Trump with the candidate there before his get-together in Melbourne, Florida, that attracted 12,000 people. My next guest has kind of a front-row seat to all this, Bishop Aubrey Shines, the founder of Glory to Glory Ministries from Florida. Aubrey, welcome back.
Always great being with you, my friend. Thanks for having me.
All right, so give me an idea of what you're seeing in Florida. Yesterday, big turnout for Trump. The Hispanics, I mean, it was a love fest.
Well, I can tell you, and I've been saying this and screaming this for a long time now, this is exactly what's going to happen. Blacks have finally begun, not because of the media, not because of CNN, NBC, and all these guys, because they're not giving this information, but there are groups like mine, and forgive me if that sounds a bit egomaniacal, we're putting out information, Steve. Unemployment in the black community since this failed president, up 8%, 58%, my friend, of more blacks on food stamps. Since this failed, feckless president, blacks are feeling the pinch. And so they're constantly being told, oh, how great things are going to be and how great things are. And they're hearing these things from Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. It's not resonating. And this is why the DNC party, they're flipping their wigs. This is why Barack goes out, which is very insulting, by the way, to say to the black community that if you don't elect Hillary Clinton, my legacy is going to be lost. Even, and I never quote this guy, Steve, by the way, but even Louis Farrakhan, Louis Farrakhan has come out and said the only thing that this president has done is cater to the homosexual community, but he's done nothing for the black community. Yet they're not even playing that major piece as much on media, on the major media outlets. This guy, Trump, my friend, is resonating, and you're going to see those poll numbers very, very high among blacks that are voting for him.
All right, so you think that it's actually going to break through, because I can tell you this, and I've said this to the listeners. You know, there's been outreach to different communities over time, but there certainly wasn't this sort of embrace for Mitt Romney, for God's sake, or John McCain. Donald Trump actually making inroads, it seems, which is new territory for a Republican, at least recently.
You know, Steve, I tried with a few conservative friend groups of mine to have Romney to reach out. Romney's message, the GOP message, has always been fantastic for Americans, period, whether you're black or white. They just, for whatever the reasons, and we got the news from the Romney camp during the time, what they had really done in a nutshell was they had kind of calculated, like a great investment, I get it, but I just think it was ill-placed. They assumed, well, you know, blacks are going to historically vote for the Democratic Party. Why should we spend millions of dollars in that community? And we were just simply saying, don't even spend the millions. Have meetings with, but don't go to these silly groups like the NAACP. They're historic groups. They no longer are relevant. Their numbers don't even reflect blacks in the community. Don't go to guys like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. You're not going to be welcome there, Mitt. Well, Donald Trump, I'm telling you, this guy gets it. He's going into the cities. He's having these meetings. And again, remember, even the pastor that he met with in the state of Michigan, I've known that guy since 1995. He's one of my best friends on this earth, Bishop Wayne T. Jackson. That guy is still, to this day, a registered Democrat. But I can tell you, these guys are looking at Donald Trump. Why? Because Trump has the business savvy to go into these places and say, hey, look, if you're just nice and fair to me, I'll come in and let's talk. It's working.
So just give me a shake. Just listen. Give me an opportunity, which I think is something that has not been done. We're on with Bishop Aubrey Shines here. All right. So does it translate on Election Day? That's my question. Did you watch the debate?
Yes.
Did you make any inroads? I mean, he was talking about the problems facing the inner cities, the fact that there's trouble out there, and all you get out of it is, well, Donald Trump said that black people are living in hell and they're from hell. That's not what he said.
Of course. course. And again, blacks are not crazy. Steve, I'm in constant contact with guys that were once 100% supporters of the DNC party all their lives. These are guys that are now 40, 50, 60 years of age. These are guys that, by the way, lead very large congregations, very strong as civil leaders, civic leaders, rather, in their community. I'm telling you what I know, not what I think. These guys are not only looking at the debates going, that's not what that guy said. They're constantly, the media is constantly spinning this thing because they need the narrative set. But people that are watching this stuff, we see what's going on. Obviously, it's working because the polls are reflecting that Donald is 18, 19%, where blacks are saying, we're going to vote for this guy. The GOP has never seen that party, and in spite of Hillary Clinton's...
But let me jump in there, because, you know, if you watch CNN or CBS or ABC, you would be led to believe, because they give you a constant narrative, that only 1% of black voters are considering to vote for Donald Trump. I mean, that's what they say.
I know, that's what they're saying, but go to the rallies. Go to the rallies and take a look for yourself, and you'll see. Look, I was one of the evangelical leaders that met with Donald Trump a few months ago in New York. I'm telling you, it was more than 1%, my friend. And these are—I just left a meeting. Forgive me, I'm not going to drop names here. I just left a meeting in D.C., a big public policy forum that's there. How about 97% of all the attendees were black? Does that sound like a 1%? And these, by the way, Steve, these are guys that lead very large, successful groups here.
I understand. Now, before I let you run here, Aubrey, and I want to continue this conversation as we will over the next few weeks, but you have a new video that was coming out. Where are we on that?
Well, we are going to release it on Friday afternoon. It's a done deal. I've already seen it. We've already ballooned it out there. It is phenomenal.
And the topic?
It will be out.
What's the topic?
About Hillary, Hillary is should be denied. But you go out on my Facebook at Aubrey Shines, and just pull up my name out on your Facebook. You'll see it. It will be out on this Friday.
All right, there you have it. Go to Aubrey Shines' Facebook page. The video why Hillary has pulled the wool over the eyes of many, including the minority communities in this country. Pastor Bishop Aubrey Shines, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks again. Bye-bye.